my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down!
There's nothing else I can say. I can't put it any better than that. It's happening. You might have heard it. You might have heard the news, seen this notification pop up for the basketball podcast on your podcast listening platform, whatever it might be, which if you did see that notification, then that means you're subscribed. Thank you for subscribing to the basketball podcast. I appreciate that. You might have seen this notification and thought, the basketball podcast will have the answers. They'll be able to provide the answers. What's the procedure? What do we do? Basketball podcast. Folks, I'm here to tell you, I just don't know. I don't know what to do. If you have not heard, Anthony Davis has officially been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers for Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, the great Lonzo Ball, and three future first-rounders, including the number 4 overall pick in this year's draft. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about this trade. I'm going to give my grades. We're going to talk about the ramifications for some of the other teams, and I've got a couple of mailbag questions that have already come in. If you're interested in submitting a question to the mailbag, send me an email, thebasketballpc@gmail.com. If you send me a question, I'll read it on air. I'll give you credit if you want me to, and I'll answer it for you. It's a fun little thing that I do. It's very original. No one else is doing that out there on other podcasts. So if you got a question, if you have feedback, send it to that. Let's get into this Anthony Davis trade. Okay, so let's just jump right into this. Let's talk about the trade grades. And you probably came into this with an assumption of what I'm going to say, didn't you? Didn't you? You probably thought I was just going to get on this podcast and say something like, well, I think that the Lakers get an A because they traded for Anthony Davis. And you know what? I think that the Pelicans should get a B because they got some decent young role players, and now they have three future first-round picks, including the 4th overall in this year's draft. That's not what I was going to say. Shame on you for thinking that. You should know better. If you're a loyal listener to this podcast, you should know better. Yes, it's correct what you may have assumed. It's correct that Anthony Davis is going to the Lakers, and the Lakers get one of the best power forwards to have played the game in the last 20 years. That's important, because this is a team that wants to make the playoffs, because they still aren't even making the playoffs. Let's get to the playoffs before we start thinking about championships, folks. The Lakers still need to get to the playoffs. I think Anthony Davis gets them there. I don't think that they're concerned about losing Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, and Lonzo Ball. Those three futures, they could end up good. They also might not be good. So, I like the trade. It's a great trade for them to get rid of some okay role players and some uncertainties with potential draft picks, with future draft picks. Uncertainties. You don't know exactly what those players are going to be and who they're going to be and if they're going to be franchise-altering players. You know that Anthony Davis is a franchise-altering player. So, of course, it's a great trade for them. And for the Pelicans, yes, they get three young role players. That's important for them. Maybe Brandon Ingram comes back from his injury. Let's not forget that he was out basically the second half of last year because of a shoulder injury caused by blood clots. If the Pelicans are trading for him, he must be healthy enough to come back this year, I would assume. Josh Hart, he's an okay point guard. He'll be able to come off the bench for them. Lonzo Ball can be a starting point guard in this league. He's not going to be a Hall of Fame player. I think that we can clearly say that based on his last 2 years. He's not showing that potential, but he can be a solid starting point guard for you. The three future picks are good for them because it gives them some chances. It gives them a couple of chances. It gives them three chances to find someone that can be a quality contributor to a team that wants to get back to the playoffs and wants to continue to produce. But here's what everyone is forgetting. Here is your hot take. The Pelicans won this trade. The Pelicans won this trade. Why? It's simple. What everyone's forgetting is that when you have Lonzo Ball on your team, you not only get Lonzo Ball, you get the whole Ball family. That's right. The New Orleans Pelicans just traded for LaVar Ball, and they just traded for the rights to LiAngelo and to the other guy, the, what's his name? Leukemia. Leukemia Ball. They traded for LaVar, LiAngelo, and Leukemia. I wouldn't be surprised if LaVar Ball tries out for the Pelicans. I wouldn't be surprised. Would you? Would you be surprised by that? The Pelicans, they pulled a fast one. Everyone's so focused on Anthony Davis, but everyone forgets. The Pelicans, they just got LiAngelo and Leukemia. They pulled a fast one. No one's talking about it. You heard it here first, folks. The Pelicans just signed the whole Ball family when they got Lonzo. Congratulations to the Pelicans for winning this trade. Not only did you get Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, three futures, and Lonzo Ball, but you got LaVar, and I'm telling you, this dude could take Michael Jordan in his prime. They got LaVar, they got LiAngelo, and they got Leukemia. Congratulations to the New Orleans Pelicans. Here's my trade grades. Here's the official The Basketball Podcast trade grades. Lakers, you get an F because you forgot about the other Ball brothers. And Pelicans, congratulations, you won this trade. You got Lonzo, LiAngelo, and Leukemia. You got the triple Ball brothers. Congratulations. It's just like Chino Hills, folks. It's Chino Hills version 2. The Ball brothers are back in the city of NOLA. Let's go, baby. Move over, Drew Brees. Move over, Saints. The Ball brothers are coming to New Orleans. It's time for the mailbag segment. If you have a question that you would like to have read live on our podcast during the mailbag segment, you can send your question to our Gmail address, thebasketballpc@gmail.com. That's thebasketballpc@gmail.com. So far, the only emails that I'm getting are scams. It's widows that have fortunes, and I have to give them my bank account information before they'll give me the money. And it's Saudi Arabian princes that are in a little bit of trouble and need some help. And of course, I generously help them, and it gets me nowhere. I'm tired of these scams. If you have a question, send it to me so that I'll quit reading scams and so that I'll read your question. Here's the first question. How does this trade impact free agency, and how does it impact the Celtics in particular? Thank you to our loyal listener who submitted this question. In all honesty, I don't think that this trade really impacts free agency. I don't think that there was a chance that Anthony Davis was going to be going anywhere except the Lakers and possibly the Celtics. I don't think that there's any other team out there that really has the assets to land Anthony Davis. Now, maybe the Pelicans pulled a fast one on everyone and took a trade similar to what the Pacers did when they traded Paul George. If you recall, when Paul George was traded, the speculation was that he's going to be going to the Celtics, and then out of nowhere, the Pacers traded him to the Thunder, not where he wanted to go, traded him to the Thunder for Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis. No draft picks, nothing. It's turned out well for the Pacers. I mean, they've been able to still be a good basketball team, a competitive basketball team. It's turned out well for the Thunder as well. Perhaps the Pelicans were looking at a scenario like that where they could get a couple of young guys that are good basketball players, and they weren't concerned about draft picks. But a majority of NBA teams want as many draft picks as they can possibly get, and they want a core of young players. And the teams in this league that have those assets, it's very limited. And I think the Celtics and the Lakers were the only two teams that really had the assets. It's not a surprise that he's gone to the Lakers, but I don't think that it really impacts free agency because, as I stated, I don't think that any other teams really had a chance of trading for him. Of course, the Knicks have been a hot topic when it comes to free agency. Who are the Knicks going to sign and or trade for so that they can destroy their careers and continue to just be a miserable organization? I don't think that the Knicks ever had the assets to trade for Anthony Davis. That was pretty clear when they traded away Kristaps Porzingis. They've pretty much gone all in on signing free agents long term that can potentially turn their franchise around, and Anthony Davis does not fit that bill. The question now becomes, what do the Boston Celtics do? I have a bone to pick with the Celtics because I think the Celtics are mismanaged. Kyrie is going to walk. You're not going to get Anthony Davis. Danny Ainge is going to go out this offseason and he's going to try to swindle a superstar. He's going to try to trade for a superstar. He's going to try to get a Jimmy Butler and I say superstar. It's not like Jimmy Butler is a superstar. I can see a scenario where he's like, I want a meeting with Kevin Durant. I want a meeting with Klay Thompson. Like, he's going to try to pull these. I want a meeting with Kawhi Leonard. He's going to try to pull the A and the A plus free agents into a meeting. Danny, you've got to learn at some point that those guys don't want to play for your organization, especially considering that you traded away the heart and soul of your organization for Kyrie Irving, for a rental, for a two-year rental, and you screwed that up. I think if free agents are looking at the Celtics, they're looking at it saying, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. That place is a little mismanaged. There seems to be a little bit of tension. I'm not really sure if Brad Stevens is actually a good coach. At some point, Daniel needs to just figure out that you can't run out a squad of all-stars every game. You've got to build team chemistry, Danny. The Celtics have had a lack of team chemistry the last 2 years with Kyrie Irving. They played better in the playoffs without Kyrie than they did with Kyrie. That's significant. That is significant. They played better without Kyrie, with Terry Rozier starting. They played better without Kyrie than they did with Kyrie. If you are the Celtics, you should be glad that Danny Ainge didn't trade away your core and all of your assets for a rental of Anthony Davis, who has clearly said he does not want to play for your team. You should be thankful that Danny Ainge did not screw this up. How I think this impacts the Celtics, I think it's the best thing to have ever not happened to the Boston Celtics because they just avoided shooting themselves in the foot. Congratulations, Celtics. Your incompetence has been avoided by just sheer happenstance. Congratulations. Let's get into the second question. This is an excellent question. This also came from one of our loyal listeners. How much fun will courtside seats be with LaVar in NOLA? Here's my prediction about LaVar Ball in New Orleans and LiAngelo and Leukemia and Lonzo. Here's what I know will be true. LaVar Ball is not going to have fun in New Orleans because he has felt like his whole life he's just going to speak the Lakers into existence. Somehow, let's reflect on this just for a minute. Lonzo Ball was spoken into existence by his dad. And Magic Johnson signed him. Magic Johnson drafted Lonzo Ball with the number 2 overall pick because LaVar Ball spoke it into existence. That's phenomenal. Lonzo Ball should have never been a number 2 overall pick to the Lakers. And the words, Showtime is back, should have never been spoken by Showtime himself. I don't think LaVar Ball is going to be sitting courtside in New Orleans. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to be a sourpuss about all of this. My son isn't playing in Los Angeles anymore. That's not how LeVar Ball sounds. But anyways, I think he's just going to react that way. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's actually a good dad. Maybe he really supports this. Maybe he's not incredibly self-centered like he portrays. But here's what I do know is true. Here's what I know exactly is going to happen. Here's what I know is going to happen. You are going to see LeVar Ball in a Saints jersey next year playing tight end for the New Orleans Saints. That's what I know is true. LeVar Ball will be a tight end. You heard it here first, folks. He's going to be a tight end for the Saints, and I can't wait to see Drew Brees throwing touchdown passes to LeVar Ball. Could have been better than Michael Jordan. He will be better than Tony Gonzalez. We know that for a fact. The final topic is a bit of a sentimental topic. I want to give a thank you to all of the folks that have been listening to this podcast, to my loyal listeners, to Gucci Gang. Thank you, Gucci Gang, for tuning into the basketball podcast. Some of the folks that listen to this are friends. I know them, and I certainly appreciate my friends listening to this and continuing to support it. But many of you I've never met, and I think it's really cool that you've listened to my podcast and that you've continued to listen to it. I really appreciate that support. I don't do this for money. I've made a total of $1 on this podcast. That's not much money. I can feed a starving child in India for a couple of hours with that dollar. So, of course, I don't do this for money. I do it for fun. I have fun doing this. I certainly appreciate folks tuning into it. I hope that you have fun listening to it. Now let's turn on some sick beats. Thank you so much for listening to the basketball podcast. Tune into our next episode next Thursday, assuming that there's no more chaos that takes place in the NBA between now and then. Thank you so much for listening.